Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. All right, sister friend, we're going to make this a quick one. I am so blessed to have the time and that the Lord is providing the time for me this week to get this podcast recorded, because I'm not going to lie, it's been a crazy busy week and I was a little bit stressed and a little bit worried that we were not going to get this in this week, but the Lord provides and I prayed about it. I asked, you know, like, give me some moments, give me some time that I can get this in. So I'm currently sitting, waiting for my son to get out of occupational therapy while I am recording this in my car. So that is the time that he provided with me today, this week. And so let's get right to the root of what we want to talk about today. And I really want to talk today to you about making fitness a holy habit and why that is so beneficial, and what exactly that means, and just kind of diving a little bit more into that. So making fitness a holy habit, episode 92, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So why make fitness a holy habit? Like, why would we make this a spirit-led habit? Why would we make this more spiritual? You know, it's just fitness, it's just workouts, it's just caring for our body. Like, why make that spiritual? Why make that holy? Well, first of all, because your body is a gift and it's a temple and the Lord created it and He wants to be able to utilize it, right? And He can utilize it any way He wants to, but He also wants us to be fit, quote unquote, spiritually and physically to be able to, you know, do our ministry. Your life is a ministry. Your life and what God has for you and He's placed in front of you, as far as your children, as far as your husband, as far as your work and your career and serving other people, like, your entire life is a ministry. And I want you to be able to utilize your body and for God to utilize your body in any way, in any circumstance that He needs to. And whether we like it or not, being healthy and fit enables us to do more. And some would argue with that, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I've seen specific instances in my life with family or friends where, like, they're limited on what they're able to do. They are limited on how they're able to move. They are limited on their energy levels. They are limited in their confidence. And if we can increase those things, if we can work on those things, if we can continue to ask the Lord to provide blessing in those things based on our discipline and showing up to work on our body, to work on our confidence, to work on our health, to work on our wellness, He's going to, like, flourish that, and He's going to be able to utilize us so much more. So why would we not want to make fitness a holy habit? So why make fitness a holy habit? Number one, we have literally the best training partner in the world. His name is Jesus. Like, He is your he's your personal trainer. Every single day He shows up for you. Every single day He is there for you. Every single day He is available to you. And He is the best motivator that we could ever have. He's the best wisdom and the best guidance, right? So we have the best training partner in the world. Number two, your motivation is right, so He can bless your efforts. So making fitness a holy habit means that your motivation is in the right place. And then this way He can bless your fitness in this way. So if our motivation is just based on aesthetics and just based on what we look like, we're making that about self. We're not making that about service. So if our motivation is placed in Him, He's able to bless our efforts with that and bless our discipline. I'm not saying He doesn't bless other people who are, you know, just into the aesthetics or just into the physical results. I'm not saying He's not blessing their life too, but it's a different kind of blessing. It's a long-term, eternal kind of blessing when our focus and our eyes and our heart set is on Him, and it helps us serve other people. And a lot of times if we're more focused on self, we end up not having that long-term, eternal kind of transformation. It's just all surface level and it just kind of dissipates and it just kind of goes away and we lose that motivation, right? So number three, why make fitness a holy habit? You're tired of fitness being an all or nothing and quitting. Like, you're tired of quitting. You're tired of making an all or nothing kind of thing. And this is why making it a holy habit will be beneficial to you, because we're not, again, we're not focused on our failures. We're not focused on our shortcomings. We're not focused on missing the mark. We're just focused on Jesus, and we're just focused on honoring him with our bodies and trying to care for our bodies in the best way that we possibly can. And also realizing he has grace for us in times that we are, you know, falling short, in times where we are missing the mark of our goals, and times we are missing the mark of what he's asked us to do. He has grace for us. His grace is sufficient for us each and every day. We have a new day in him. So that's another reason why we want to make fitness a holy habit. Number four, you want to find peace with your body. Like, you're in constant turmoil. Maybe you're in constant struggle. Maybe you're in constant negativity, and you're just tired of fighting your body. You're tired of not loving your body. You're tired of not accepting your body. You're tired of being ungrateful for your body. And so you just want to find peace with this. Like, you want to find peace with being able to do more things, being able to have more energy, being able to be more confident, being able to be more, maybe even more confident around your spouse, have more intimacy, whatever it may be. Like, you're just wanting to find peace with this. Like, you're tired of this. So that's why you want to make this a holy habit. Number five, because you don't want to miss out on any plans, any missions or purposes that God may have for you. So you want to make fitness a holy habit because, again, if we're just focused on self and we're not focused on service in our fitness, and what I'm saying by that is, again, we're not just focused on our aesthetics, we're not just focused on the physical results, but we're focused on the benefits of what fitness can do in our lives and help us serve others better. When we're more focused on that, we're making that a holy habit. And that way, we're not going to miss out on any plans, on any missions, or any purposes that maybe God may have for us, because our heart set is on him. We're wanting him to reveal to us what he wants for us. We're looking to him and what his desires are for our hearts and for our lives and for serving others and how we can love others more, because our focus, again, is on Jesus. And that's what he's all about, right? Love and grace and mercy and service. So those are the five. Number one, you have the best training partner in the world, and that's Jesus. Number two, your motivation is right, so he can bless you in your efforts. Number three, you're tired of fitness being this all or nothing and quitting kind of mindset. Number four, you want to find peace with your body. Number five, because you don't want to miss out on any plans, missions, or purposes that God has for you in your life. And that is why we want to make fitness more of a holy habit and not just this aesthetic, surface level kind of thing. I think we can agree that most of us allow our bodies to dictate what we do more than we should. So we allow motivation, we allow lack of energy, we allow different excuses to come up, and we allow Satan to play with our minds in that way. And we kind of allow our bodies to dictate what we should do more than we actually should. And the way we can combat that, obviously, is having our motivation be set in Jesus, because no matter what, he's there. No matter what, he's available. No matter what, we can rely on him. So him always being there and him always being our focus kind of changes our heart set, changes our mindset, and him being the motivation is pretty freaking powerful. Making fitness a holy habit is the goal is to bring our bodies under control through spiritual training to be fit to fulfill the plans and purposes God has for our lives. So that's another way of viewing fitness as a holy habit. Literally, the goal is to turn our bodies under our control through spiritual training. See how that links up? Like, we're not talking about just having muscles. We're not talking about just being toned. But these things can occur because we are working on our discipline in our spiritual life too. Because that spiritual life discipline can start like bleeding into other areas of our life. And the same goes for fitness. Like, if we're making our fitness journey about the Lord and we're making it about honoring him and we're making it about worshiping him, how can that discipline like bleed into other areas of our life? And how beautiful is that? And then how are we going to make sure that we're fulfilling the plans and the purposes that God has for our lives? Like I said, your life is a ministry. Treat it as one. Every single day, your life is a ministry. Even this alone should motivate us to care for our bodies. To fuel this motivation, we need to begin to focus more so on what we're working out, on that working out does for us internally than aesthetically. So if we would just stop focusing so much on the aesthetics and we would just look inward and see what working out really does for us internally rather than aesthetically, it's going to help with your motivation, I believe, so much more. And I honestly surrender this to the Lord. Like, ask him, Lord, help me to surrender these aesthetics, aesthetic desires, and know that you're going to take care of that. As long as I'm showing up and being disciplined and caring for my temple in the way that you're asking me to, you're going to take care of the aesthetics. You're going to take care of the results. You're going to take care of the health benefits, because I'm going to continue being disciplined in what you've asked me to do in caring for my temple. Your talent is God's gift to you, and what you do with it is a gift back to God. So your talents and your purposes and your passions and your missions that he places in your life, that is a gift to you, but it's also a gift back to God with what you choose to do with it. So why would you not want to be healthy and strong and motivated and energetic in this ministry of your life? I want to talk to you about how we can start working out more so and making it God's way. Like, what are some things that make this a holy journey rather than just being about aesthetics? Like, how can we actually implement certain things and implement tasks and implement different habits into our fitness journey and that make it a more holy fitness journey and a more holy habit? Number one, pray before your workouts, okay? Number two, ask God to help you to rely on his strength, wisdom, and grace. Number three, dedicate your workouts to God. Literally declare it. Number four, if you feel like quitting during moves that feel hard, ask God to be your strength and to help you give it your very best effort. So when you're struggling in a workout, who can you rely on? Who can you pray to? Who can you surrender to? Obviously Jesus. Number five, ask the Holy Spirit to check your heart motives as you work out. So this is a habit that I would really, really encourage and that would be so beneficial for you. Ask him to always check your heart. I pray all the time on my runs, Lord, check my heart. Purify my heart, check my motives, check my mindset, check my heart set. And I say that over and over again. I truly genuinely mean it. Like, get in the habit of doing that before your workouts and during your workouts. If working out brings up things in your flesh that you're trying to overcome, remind yourself that you are in Christ. Trade comparison for confidence, body part idolatry for actual health benefits, pride for humility, insecurity for security, laziness for passion, and weakness for his strength. That is so freaking good. I'm also finding this list from one of my favorite books called, I've shared about it before, Fit God's Way by Kim Dolan Leto. Please get this book. It's freaking phenomenal. And you're going to realize, and I quote her all the time this, and I've shared her book before, but it is so, so good. So if working out brings up things in your flesh that you're trying to overcome, remind yourself who you are in Christ, trade comparison for confidence, body part idolatry for actual health benefits, pride for humility, insecurity for security, laziness for passion, and weakness for his strength. That is so freaking good. Meditate on scripture during your workouts. I really want to start being a little bit more disciplined about writing out on sticky notes some scripture and placing it in my workout area and making sure that every day that I'm working out, I'm seeing those scriptures over and over again. I really, really want to do that, and I need to be better about that. Push yourself to be your best for him. Don't think he doesn't care. God honors hard work and when it's done for his glory. So he sees it. Like, I know that sometimes you may be like, oh, this doesn't really matter to God. Sister, friend, every little thing in your life matters to God. Every little hair on your head matters to God. Like, everything you feel, everything you're struggling with, everything you're trying to overcome, your stresses, your victories, your triumphs, like all these things, even your fitness journey, it matters to God. And when you're doing this to honor him, he's going to see that. Okay. Focus on internal changes and thank God for them. Gratitude is something that I really want you to work on in every single workout, in every single week, every single month, nutritionally, when you're hydrating, all those things. Just keep thinking about how grateful you are that God has provided these things for us. And resources and tools or communities or accountability partners, all those things are so freaking beneficial. Ask God to help you see your body as a whole work of his hands rather than the body parts you dislike or want to change. Oh my goodness. Ask God to see your body as a whole work of his hands rather than body parts you dislike or want to change. Woo! That in itself, we should probably just wrap up on that. That was freaking good. So make sure that you're trying to implement that, okay? Practice taking in deep breaths, breathe in his presence, and then exhale your stress, your doubts, and anything that is bothering you. Again, this goes along with prayer. Pray for other people around you when you're at the gym or the studio or in your basement or in your garage or wherever you're working out. Pray for others. Again, when we're serving others, when we're thinking about others, especially in our fitness journey, we're remembering that we're working out not just for ourselves and not just to gain results. We're working out so we can show up for their best for others, and we're also going to pray for them through this journey as well. listen to your Bible, Christian messages or Christian podcasts, constantly having, you know, that's another way to make this more of a holy habit, constantly filling your mind and your heart set with these other messages and these Christian and Bible-based truths that are going to help make sure that you look back to these things rather than other things that the world tries to put in our minds and our hearts often. Put your favorite scriptures up on a sticky note on your phone, on a sticky note or a note in your phone, and look them up before your workout. Pick one and try to memorize it as you train. So as you're training, as you're listening to your music, as you're listening to a message, whatever it may be, I personally have a Spotify Christian rap and hip hop playlist that I absolutely freaking love. I have it linked in all my social media sites in the link in my bio. Please go check that out. I've gotten so much feedback about how much y'all are loving that, and I would love for you to have it in your music library as well, so you can worship the Lord but get some good darn beats going while you're doing some pumps of iron, or you're on a run, or you're on the elliptical, whatever you're doing, or you're on a cycle bike, or maybe you're doing Pilates or yoga. I don't know, but it's so awesome to have the Holy Spirit vibe and have those good beats while you're also worshiping the Lord and working out. So freaking good. Write scriptures out and put them in your gym bag, your car, on walls of your home. Rely on them and fuel your workouts with them. Do you recognize that like all these things are like making sure that your mindset and your heart set are constantly looking back to truth of scripture? Like, this is huge. Our focus is constantly going back to Jesus, and that's how we can make our fitness journey more holy. When you're working out, thank God for the ability to move, bend, stretch, and this also goes along with gratitude, how your heart beats and how your lungs are filling with air, even without you having to even think about it. Like, how beautiful is that? Like, if we went into every workout with these kind of mindsets, y'all, how much different would our heart set be? How much different would our intentions be if we thought about these things before every workout or during every workout? Invite a friend to work out with you or walk with you. Pray together before your workout. Share scripture and build each other up in the Lord. So these are so many different ways that we can make fitness more holy of a habit. Like, instead of just making it the service level and results based and appearance based, like that society tries to push down our throats, let's make this more of a holy habit, y'all. I love you so freaking much, and I know this was a shorter episode, but this was kind of a spitfire episode, and I feel like it's going to bless your heart and bless your mind in some way, and your life and your fitness journey. Let's continue to work on this together, because I still know that I need some work here too. And again, as usual, if this blessed your life, if you feel like this is going to impact someone else, please share it with them. Share it with a friend, a coworker, a family member, a girlfriend that you love, anyone that you think that may benefit from this, or share it to your stories and tag me. I love seeing these story tags, and I love seeing what you are learning and what God is doing in your heart and your body and your mindset through this fitness journey of making fitness more of a holy habit. I love you so much. Let's get it. Let's go, girl.